brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Well, I want to thank the guest host that sat in for me. I have missed four shows, I guess five, counting the Sunday syndicated transmission that I do. And part of it was vacation. The other part was very, very hard work on an important secret project that I've been working on a while in the fight against the New World Disorder. And it is good to be back here with you today. We got DV Kid just popping in for about 15 minutes in the third hour to give us an update on the national trucker strike that's been promoted by the grassroots the last few months. And DV Kid, now a Texan, and we're really proud to have her here with us in the Lone Star State. She'll be giving us a report on what the trucker rallies are doing here in this state, and hopefully in the third hour we can get calls in from other truckers and people involved in the demonstration against the North American Union coming up in the third hour. I got a lot of clips, obviously. I've been gone a while. I haven't been not checking into the news and following it. There is a lot I want to discuss. Huge 9/11 developments on so many fronts. Other important news as well. Rosie O'Donnell is leaving The View. Now, I knew that she was leaving The View 3 weeks ago, but I was not at liberty to talk about it. Basically, 3 weeks ago, I was told by sources, I'll just leave it at that, and these are multiple sources inside the O'Donnell camp and, well, other sources. I'm not supposed to give my sources away, so I'm not going to. Point is, it's guaranteed what I knew then was going to happen. And it was that Rosie O'Donnell, well, you know what, I'll tell you about it when we get to that. It's in the stack. I'm going to get to it. I know Paul Watson is listening to write an article about it. And so we will cover what's happened in that saga in the next 15 minutes or so. It's weird when I haven't been on the radio for 3 or 4 days. Well, I guess I missed five shows. I've really been gone a total of 6 days. It's like going back 10 years ago. I'm just now getting on radio. I've only been doing radio a few years, and I'm still a little nervous, and it's strange to hear the sound of my own voice in my ears. Normally on autopilot when I just do it day in, day out, continually. So you never know what you get when I've been out of town. I usually have a lot of pent-up energies. Who knows? Will there be fireworks today as I geek for the public? Not on purpose, but that turns out to be kind of what the, quote, entertainment spectacle is in the mixture that is this transmission. Giuliani caught in bizarre Building 7 lie. So we got O'Donnell exclusive. That's what ABC said. No kidding, she works for you. We should have broken this 3 weeks ago, but I'm a man of my word. We did. O'Donnell leaving The View. And then we've got Giuliani caught in bizarre Building 7 lie. We'll tell you about that. We have some clips as well. Also, Steve Watson did a story, The Mystery of the 9/11 Car Bombs. Evidence points to multiple roaming backup teams with vans full of explosives. Absolutely, in case the bombs didn't go off, the detonators, the cutting charges inside the structures, they were ready to bring them down by brute force. Giuliani back in the news on 9/11 warns of new 9/11 if the Dems win. I'm either party, the New World Order wins, getting into power. It doesn't matter, they're all puppets, but just shows the fearmongering who the real terrorists are. I mean, that is terrorism. Just, if you let them win, the terrorists will get you. That is terrorism. Do what I want or bad things are going to happen. Did I tell you my dad was a New York mob boss? By the way, did you know that's admitted in mainstream news? But people go, hey, that's how you get things done in America. Big deal. He needs to be the president. I always dreamed that my son would be Senator Corleone. President Corleone. The one actually holding the strings. But there wasn't time. But now, my grandson, Rudolph Giuliani, can be that man. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
It's
year, after a year in production and traveling to distant lands, my new film, Terror Storm, is complete. Shocking declassified government documents prove that Western governments are orchestrating terror attacks against their own populations as a pretext to enslave them. Terror Storm proves that not only was 9/11 an inside job, but the attacks of 7/7 in London were carried out by British intelligence. Terror Storm chronicles the lies that took us to war in Iraq, a White House program to disseminate fake news, NSA spying, secret police torture, the latest 9/11 information, and much, much more. Terror Storm is the definitive guide to the history of government-sponsored terrorism. It's an anthology of government crimes. Terror Storm is a film that everyone who wants to be truly informed must see. Get your copy today at InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or by calling toll-free 1-888-253-3139 or watch it right now online at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Now you can bring Berkey purification power anywhere with the Sport Berkey filtration bottle. Ideal for sporting games, camping or boating, or Sport Berkey is small enough to store in your glove box, so it's ideal backup for unexpected emergencies like blackouts, floods, or earthquakes. It's simply the best personal water filtration system available. So effective you can drink raw, untreated water from lakes, rivers, and streams. Unlike other sport bottles, the Sport Berkey's patented filter formulation is so powerful it removes cysts, parasites, harmful bacteria, and chemicals like herbicides and pesticides. It even reduces radon 222, lead, and other heavy metals. This lightweight, rugged 22 ounce filter is small enough to go everywhere, so take one to work and keep another in your glove box for emergencies. Get the Berkey Sport for only $39. Get two for $70 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. Order your Berkey Sport today. That's toll free, 888-803-4438, or order on the web at berkeywater.com.
Have you ever thought about what's in your shampoo, soap, or detergent? How about chlorides, dyes, ethanol, sulfates, sodium, formaldehydes, and more? Even fragrance can indicate the presence of some 4,000 separate ingredients, most of which are synthetic. Hi, this is Alex Jones. I was shocked when I discovered I could be inhaling these additives that can lead to coughing, wheezing, and shortness of breath, headaches, nausea, irritation of the skin, and mucous membranes. Now compare Calben Pure Soap. All natural, earth-friendly, no harsh chemicals, no animal testing. They're safe, and you save 85% of the money you're spending on cleaning products now. Start saving over $1,000 a year for your family of four. Keep it natural. Call Calben Pure Soap for a free catalog at 1-800-340-7091 or log on to 5starsoap.com. Try Calben Pure Soaps, and I'll bet you'll never use any other cleaning products again. Call 1-800-340-7091 for all your cleaning needs.
Big Brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
We are a nation literally ruled by organized crime. That's all the New World Order is. Organized crime with very sophisticated public relations firms and top psychological warfare experts literally trying to keep the people divided from each other, fighting with each other, not focused on the real issues, to keep us all fractured so the special interests can come in and absolutely rule over us. They know, though, that as things get worse and worse for the general public, there will be resistance, and so they're putting in a police state grid preemptively to block that. I would hope that finally the police state grid being placed against us would be a big wake-up call to those of you out there who still haven't been able to look at the landscape right in front of your face and analyze what it is. It is classical tyranny with a hyper-sophisticated high-tech system overlay, and I'm just here in absolute horror looking at it being constructed all around us. Layer upon layer, to see the brainwashed servants in their petty power trips who are actually carrying out the destruction of their families' futures, humanity, and to just see evil and wickedness and backstabbing and pettiness and false competitiveness and just all of these miscreant attributes, it just makes my blood boil. Okay, Giuliani, the mob boss. I mean, why not? Daley's a mob boss. It's hereditary power. Hereditary power in Chicago. Why shouldn't it be hereditary power in New York or nationwide or North Korea, for that matter, or presidentially? Giuliani warns of new 9/11 if the Dems win. So, again, if you don't give it all to Giuliani, it's the terrorist will get you. And I think coming from him, you better take it real serious because he's not playing games. No, they're not playing games at all.
But we need somebody who's tough like him. They'll listen to him overseas. Giuliani will get tough with people.
Doesn't matter whether it's that mob boss Hillary or that mob boss Bush and that whole crime clan representing the WASP mafia. It doesn't matter if it's the Jewish mafia. It's just all mafias, a big nesting group of mafias. They all get around the table every year at Bilderberg coming up in a month. And they set the course, and then they're big regional governorships with all the top experts and the heads of every industry and bank and education center just go out and roll forward, and it's all patronage. They all hand out goodies to each other. It's neo-feudalism. I mean, really, it is what it is, and we're here looking at it, and it's got a smiling face, but it's the smiling face of a dead man, a rotting corpse with its lips curled back in rigor mortis from its teeth, smiling at you. The stench is overwhelming. And I don't know how the general public doesn't recoil from it. And why the hair on the back of your neck isn't standing up and why you're not seizing upon implements of defense in preparation to protect yourselves. And I mean financially, spiritually, physically. I mean, I'm literally, it's like I'm here just orbiting this giant mass of wickedness. We're all caught in its orbit, being inexorably pulled into its atmosphere to plunge down like a meteor into the surface and pulverize ballistically into a million shards. If you've studied history, every preparation, every subtle nuance of great oppression, of megadeth, of xenocide, is being lovingly oiled and primed and tuned and massaged and hermetically sealed, all interlocking inexorably. You literally have a gibbering mass of people like monkeys wearing trinkets and bling and gaudy, festooned portends of mental death, death of the soul. Literal, perfumed, arrogant, self-centered nobodies everywhere who have no idea about anything, history, culture, beauty, art, how their system even works. They don't even have a cold-blooded desire to protect themselves or even face up to any threat. It's just a pack of scum. God, being out in L.A. for, I don't know, 3 days, just, ugh. The fake people, the vacant, vapid stares, the preening, the pruning, the puffing up like a fat grackle bird when showing off to its mate, the to see us reduced. We've always had those lower facets to our psyches and our makeup, but just to see that brought to the fore and to see everyone reduced basically to infected, that was a term one of my friends used. It's like they're infected. They're infected with something there. They're infected with evil. All right, I've got all this news here in front of me. Man, if there was a new planet to go to, I mean, literally, this is the point I've gotten to. The Associated Press reports, you know, they found a planet that they think's got our temperature and water and could sustain life, and I'm like, my God, if there was a hyperdrive ship that could get me there and my family, and I could book passage today and know I could, you know, go there and it was habitable, Literally, no matter the dangers and the unknowns, I would jump on that ship and be bye-bye in 2 seconds flat. Gone. Bye-bye. I want out of here. I don't like it. I don't like the people. I don't like what they're into. I don't like all the backstabbing and all the scum and all the liars and all the egomaniacs and all of it. I cannot stand it. And I guess the pilgrims, and I'm before them, Jamestown, I mean, they really did want something new. Jamestown, you could argue they were looking for riches in their own land. And with the pilgrims, there's been a big media push to demonize them. But the point is, humans are humans. Nobody's perfect. But they really did want to come here because of religious persecution and because they wanted to live their own lives. And because they wanted to be left alone. And I'm sure that's why the people that came across the Bering Strait, across the frozen land bridge from Asia into the Americas, millennia before the pilgrims set foot here, that's what they were looking for. They were always being pushed by the bigger, more established tribe behind them, who was being pushed by the bigger, more established tribe behind them. They were following the mammoth. They were following the wildebeest. They were following the Arctic yak. Wildebeest, that's not there. And I you have to understand, too, I don't have a sardonic view in the base definition of it where I think I'm better, and so I look down on people. That's not really what a sardonic view is. A sardonic view is you hold the general public in horror. And it's not because you have some high view of yourself. It literally, trying to talk to most people, and you know how this is, they're not even dumb. They're like so focused on things that don't matter and so in their own worlds that they can't even be outwardly focused and analyze what's around them. And when you've got a public that acts and behaves and lives like that, they're going to be enslaved. They will be bondage slaves. They will go into tyranny. They will have bad things done to them. And to see my once great countrymen, the late great United States, I mean, we have been upstanding compared to many other societies and cultures and civilizations in art, in literature, in scientific exploration and development, in courage, in brute violence. All those things are attributes when used correctly. All of it has been turned into a hollow shell, or people like peacocks pose as if they were the former. They pose as if, I mean, the World War II generation, we're always calling the greatest generation. I would say they had a lot of attributes that were much better than what we have today. But they literally, if you actually study history, couldn't hold a candle to the men of 1776 or the men of the 1830s. They are not the greatest generation, and I'm sick of hearing it. They're actually the last great generation of Americans is what they were. They were the last in a long line. They were not the best. Compared to the cess we look at today, they're the greatest generation. But they were the last in a degenerating group of people. They were the last link to what our former greatness was. They're not the greatest. They were the last in a long line of the greatest. And they were a sad shame compared to those that came before them that were forged in incredible diversity. I don't care if you were a black African slave or a white sharecropper or a white indentured servant or some European soldier that got stranded here in the innumerable wars. They were the greatest generation if you talk about the United States and its history. Not the last generation of that great line who were seduced by the New World Order and seduced by the transistorized public and the stamped factory public and who were seduced by the culture and the refrigerators and the new cars every year and everything's fine and everything's going to be easy. They were the generation that sold out and then let their children turn into demons. We'll be right back.
Berkey Security Pack is your one-stop solution for unexpected emergencies. It provides you with purified water, light, power, and communications ability. The Security Pack includes a Berkey Light water purifier, an LED base, two Berkey Sport filtration bottles, the Berkey battery adapter, the Berkey MP solar charger, as well as a backup set of two Black Berkey purification elements. The Berkey Security Pack is important every day and a must during emergencies because it provides purified water, long-term low-energy lighting, backup battery power for your Berkey LEDs, free long-term solar power for communications devices such as radios, walkie-talkies, and cell phones, as well as power for small applications. Get the one-stop solution for your emergency and everyday needs. The Berkey Security Pack, a retail value of $518 for only $399 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson, here for the 2007 Red Book. The commodity markets like gold, silver, copper, aluminum, and oil have exploded over the last year. This is a glaring testimonial of how quickly the U.S. dollar can be devalued. Many have turned to precious metals to provide a safe haven while increasing the potential profits. Though accumulating precious metals has been a proven method for the storage of wealth, it is important that you understand the market you are getting into. Midas Resources is offering the Red Book and Silver Dollar for only $27.95. The Red Book is the number one best-selling guide to gold and silver coins. Call for your copy today. It's 800-686-2237. If you've already accumulated or plan to get into the precious metals market, you simply must have the Red Book in your library. Call 800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Do you know the truth about cancer treatments? Do you realize that with all presently accepted methods, you are not correctly attacking the cancer, and you are mostly fighting to survive the treatment? Do you realize that mutilating surgery, burning, and the poisoning of your entire system are totally unnecessary? But now, it's cancer's turn to die with LaceMed Inc.'s patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at our physician's office. Laser technology at its best. For more information, call 702-953-0267 or visit www.lasemedinc.com. Call 702-953-0267.
Government is best, which governs least.
Wake up and smell the fascism.
Being in government means never having to say you're sorry.
What part of unconstitutional do you not understand, George?
In today's world full of tyranny and injustice, sometimes it seems the only thing we still have is our freedom of speech. Exercise your freedom of speech by purchasing your choice of hundreds of different Liberty stickers, from humorous to serious, at LibertyStickers.com. LibertyStickers.com can even customize your own bumper stickers. It's time to stand up for what you believe. Invest in your freedom. Get your stickers at LibertyStickers.com for your family, friends, and community. Go to LibertyStickers.com or call 877-873-9626. That's 877-873-9626. And express your freedom of speech today. Call 877-873-9626. That's 877-873-9626.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. Your calls are coming up at 1-800-259-9231. I do want to thank Jack Blood for sitting in the last few days on the show. Also, Michael Rivero of last week. Thank you so much. It's good to be back here with all of you doing the talk radio show, talking to the people across the globe. And let's make it clear here. I'm not saying I'm high and mighty and I'm a very moral person or that I'm perfect. But at least I'm trying to be, and I'm trying to be aware of the things I do and the way I behave. And I try to have high standards, and I try to do what God wants me to do. And I am at least aware of these things. The general public is not even aware. They are not even aware of how precious life is. I mean, the biggest indicator of this, and I'm going to get into the news, is that we warehouse our old. And we many times put them in the hospice before it's their time to get them all drugged up just to get rid of them so we don't have to, you know, go in and see them every week and smell the you know what we smell. And then a lot of people just warehouse their parents and don't even ever go visit them. And all these trendies and the general public, people that do this, what do you think is going to happen to you? What do you think your children are going to do to you? What do you think is going to happen when you get old? No, they just have the arrogant response of, well, I hope they euthanize me. I don't want to be around. The point is that where's the love? If you loved somebody, how could you not want to be there with them when they were old and in pain? How could you not want to hear them tell you stories about their grandparents? You don't even want that knowledge. You don't even have that instinct of sitting around the fire or sitting around that hospital bed, but going back to sitting around that fire thousands of years ago and learning and getting knowledge. I mean, in the past, in all human societies, the old were revered and, you know, had the nicest little huts, and they usually were up on the high ground in the village, the most protected in the middle of the society, and they would look after the children during the day and give them knowledge when the men were off hunting or defending and the women were busy preparing and weaving and attending to medical needs. And there were the elderly revered and the crying and the... I don't mean to get off into mumbo-jumbo, but I literally can feel my ancestors. You know, there's a lot been written about that, but I can feel their strength. And we have turned our backs on our fathers, on our mothers. We have turned our backs on humanity. We have turned our backs on everything we are and our development as a species. And when you realize that you're just part of the species, and through that species you live on, and through the joys and the sorrows and the great discoveries and the exhilarations and the pains that people in the future coming after us will feel and live, you live through them. Today, as you are alive, they're alive in you right now. Don't you understand that? And the New World Order understands that. They're all about their ancestors. They're all about the future. They're all about greedily keeping that from the mass of humanity, 90-plus percent of us. They've made the decision in the ultimate of greed and selfishness to try to wall us off from that and try to destroy our very humanity so that we can't even defend ourselves, because in that family and then in that larger tribal unit is the great drive that makes us free and makes us strong and fulfills us. And to see our very fabric, the very bones, the very guts of humanity, of Homo sapiens sapien, being twisted before my very eyes, and to see the literal code of the biosphere being irrevocably butchered and vandalized and twisted, and to see the levers being smashed in, and to see horrible things being done to the earth, and to see horrible things being done to our species fills me full of just black gulfs of pain. And the New World Order knows that you're upset by this in your subconscious, in your larger mind. So they give you counterfeits and lies and phony groups to join and phony environmental organizations that are there, that are just there to further destroy people's independence. All right, I will cover news and take your calls when we get back.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
are you feeling today? Why ask? Because if you have health challenges, then reading our free e-booklet about the most amazing discovery of our time is crucial. The booklet is about an amazing fruit from Southeast Asia they call mangosteen. It's a centuries-old medicinal fruit whose time has come, and it has amassed 40 years of published research. We have information and testimonials from all over the world about the health potential of this amazing fruit. The powerful botanical has contributed to the well-being of millions of people the world over with health concerns just like yours. You can have this 22-page e-booklet absolutely free. We'll also offer you a website with links to actual testimonials and product information. Could this fruit help you in your quest for total health? Find out why mangosteen is known as the queen of all fruits and why it's fast becoming the best-selling wellness product ever brought to the market. Your health is in your hands. Do something about it today. Call 800-658-0597. Again, that's 800-658-0597.
The disciples asked Jesus in Matthew 24, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, for nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, disease, and earthquakes in many places." We are living in this time of Earth's history. Many people are trying to understand the climactic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. 2 Peter says, "We have a more sure word of prophecy, and you do well if you take heed. But first know this, that no prophecy of the Scripture is of any private interpretation." The Bible says, "We'd like you to receive this new offer, Packet B, the Unholy Alliance. These materials document the global leaders, political and religious, behind the scenes. You will receive information regarding America and prophecy, tyrants and wars, the New World Order, and much more. As always, these materials are shipped to you at no charge. Please call 1-888-211-1715. That's 1-888-211-1715, and ask for Packet B."
People who use Cartavite know about the pollutants in our body and want them out. For over 5 years, Cartavite has proven itself time-tested. Here's Dr. Mattson, a naturopathic doctor's thoughts on Cartavite.
In our mind, there isn't such a great big mystery to disease anymore. This basic tenet of yeast in the gut and metals in the liver covers at least 70-80% of the diseases that we see. When we do our program, you know, herbal formulas like Cartavite, and you see someone who could barely walk up a hill now going for regular jogs, few months later, we know we're doing something right. It's a well-thought-out formula. I mean, the idea of it working on yeast and metals both at the same time and liver function is dead on. You'll find, I think, that it'll work more than just on heart problems and circulation problems. It'll work on other problems as well.
For more information, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at www.heartdrop.com. That toll-free number again, 1-877-928-8822.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
George and Sharon and Wesley, Nathan, we'll get to all of you. Paul will be first. He's calling in on his own dime from the UK. All right, let me just run through some of the news and clips that I've got here in front of me. All right, Giuliani warns of new 9/11 if Dems win. We have the mystery of the 9/11 car bombs. John Kerry, Building 7 was deliberately demolished. I know this was debated in the last couple days. I'm going to play the clip again and weigh in on it. Also, Zbigniew Brzezinski, we've got an audio clip of the video of Luke Radowski, of 9/11 Truth, New York, exposing him. They tried to get his camera away from him. You hear the hissing public. We're going to play that. I did go see Sunday night, or was it? No, it was Monday night. And if you're a truther, go see The Shooter. And The Shooter really is an anti-New World Order film. It was amazing, really amazing. Paul had seen it a week ago in the UK and said I had to see it. And then I did go see it. It was amazing with Mark Wahlberg, newfound respect for him. Also, Paul's written an article, "Today's Anti-Smoking Purge is Borrowed from the Nazis." I had seen that before, but Paul's put it in an article. I'm no fan of smoking, but the point is it just starts there with the control. And it's funny how much we mimic the Nazis today. Also, big gun control stuff moving forward that we'll give you an update on. We'll also take your calls on the Virginia shooting. Just more evidence is piled up of evidence that that is a black op. I mentioned this, but we will detail it. Potentially habitable planet has been found, that out of the Associated Press. Chinese president calls for internet clampdown and sweeping forced abortions used in China's birth control enforcement. And they are the UN model. They are the model. So you want to know what the New World Order wants for all of us? It is the Chinese communist model, which isn't communist at all. No such thing as communism. Remember Jiang Zemin, I don't know, 5-6 years ago, was in the BBC headline. Jiang Zemin, headline, Chinese communism, greatest expression of capitalism. And he went on to say, capitalism is communism. That, of course, confused everyone. They laughed at him. No, he was being telling the truth. See, they've taken everything and turned it on its head. He meant the way it really works is that, not the terms. You see, the capitalist actually, and capitalist means centralized, doesn't really mean free market. Big titans, that was their term. They told you 100-and-something years ago, I'm already getting off into this now, I might as well do it. They told you that free market and freedom was, quote, capitalism. That was just the robber baron's name for consolidation, or what people properly term as crony capitalism or monopoly capitalism. But then people confuse it and think, oh, well, there must be a real capitalism. It is a fact that our government put Mao in. It is a fact our government helped put Lenin in. It is a fact they supported Stalin. It is a fact. And it is a fact that they use it to consolidate, as Carol Quigley, Bill Clinton's mentor, head of Georgetown Political Science, wrote in his 900-plus page book, Tragedy and Hope. This is how it works. There is no left and right. There is command and control, centralization, and there is liberty on the other end. Where are you in that spectrum? Decide. But, again, I digress. I'm going to get into O'Donnell in a minute, but let me just cover this first. Let's just start with simple lies. Gonzalez testifying and scores of times saying he doesn't recall, he doesn't remember. Let's play the Colbert Report, just about a minute and a half clip. Here it is.
You know, last week I advised Attorney General Alberto Gonzalez to eat lead paint and hit himself in the head with a wrench.
I'll tell you what, just start that over because I wasn't getting the audio on that. It's okay, guy. I want people to hear the start of that clip. Go ahead and start it over. Here it is.
You know, last week I advised Attorney General Alberto Gonzalez to eat lead paint and hit himself in the head with a wrench before his Senate judiciary hearing so he'd forget everything he knew. Well, evidently he followed my advice, saying 71 times he couldn't remember details about the U.S. attorney firings. Of course, he only remembers saying it once. Well, this morning Alberto got the only review that counts.
Some senators didn't like his explanation, but he answered as honestly as he could.
The president's right. Answering any more honestly would have been a huge mistake. Nation. I got nothing more to say on that subject. Nation.
But see, it's funny. Lying is funny. We see all this as healthy, laughing at this. But really, if all we do is laugh at it, it's not funny. This is a criminal, an Enron lawyer who's just a mid-level puppet, who wrote memos saying they could torture people. And I saw his deputy on a PBS special I was watching this weekend, watching more TV when I was out on business in L.A. And it was this big new PBS special just came out. And I had John Yoo just going, you know the stuff they do. Just, oh, well, we don't need warrants anymore. It's freedom. It's how we keep you safe. And they were just admitting how everything's surveilled. Ha, ha, ha. This is the guy. Well, you know what memos he wrote. I don't need to say it anymore. Well, I guess we got new listeners every second. You know, the tortured children with pliers. Small children. And, again, we just kind of get conditioned to that. It's like, well, yeah, okay, that's what they do. The good guys do that. See, Jeffrey Dahmer isn't in some one-room filthy apartment in Milwaukee, folks. He's in Pennsylvania Avenue, and he's got bosses. He's got a posse. He's just a capo. And they get up and they lie 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 and they lie. Bill Clinton was there to drag the presidency through the mud, to lower your expectations, to condition you to accept it. And then we get into lies like this one. Rudolph Giuliani, clearly involved in 9/11. This is a PrisonPlanet.com article up there today. I think it's pretty darn important. But see, as bigger and bigger revelations come out, there have been so many of the hundreds a month that we all kind of get desensitized where incredible jewels come out. And we just kind of glaze over them and move on. Kind of like BBC and the reporting on Building 7 falling before it did. By the way, there's still neocons online going, that was a blue screen behind them. The building had already fallen. They were just showing a tape. No, BBC admits that they reported it beforehand, and they say it was a mistake. Of course, we know it wasn't. There's a whole area of discussion of why. We've written about it. Go read it if you want. But we see we just kind of moved on from that. And we'll move on from Kerry. Clearly, he's being asked about Building 7. He says, well, we didn't want that wall to be damaged, so we brought it down. He's talking about 7. You'd have to do mental gymnastics to say he wasn't. And we just kind of move on from that. And we just kind of move on from everything. But Giuliani caught a bizarre Building 7 lie. Claims WTC 7 collapsed in stages. Kerry Building 7 admissions explodes on YouTube popularity charts. So this article has two different facets to it. Rudy Giuliani has been caught in a bizarre lie about WTC 7, in which he claims the building collapsed in stages over a sustained period of time, when in reality the structure fell in under 7 seconds, yeah, like 6.4. Giuliani also reveals that he expected the Twin Towers to collapse, but not in the way they did. Giuliani was a speaker, along with former Oklahoma City Mayor Ron Norick, at the April 19th event held in Oklahoma City Museum, the National Memorial in Oklahoma City. And it goes on to say the entire video can be viewed here, courtesy of C-SPAN, but the pertinent clip is embedded below. Here is that clip of Giuliani.
How can we help you? And he said, just tell these people to get out of here. Tell them to go north. Tell the cops. I said, what do you need the police to do? So we need the police to secure the area and get the people out of here. Because I think what he was thinking was, this was going to be a day-long operation. And the more the people hung around, the harder it was going to be to get the ambulances in, to get the fire trucks in. The other thing he was thinking was, the way the debris was falling, it was harming more of the people to the south and west. Maybe the wind, maybe the way it was to the building. But the debris that was falling down didn't seem to be falling to the north. It seemed to be falling to the west and the south. And you could see people getting hit by it, probably getting killed by it. I don't know that we can accurately figure out how many people were killed before the building came down and how many were killed before by the things coming off the building.
Did it occur to you at all at that time that these buildings might actually collapse?
Yeah, but not the way they did. It occurred to all of us that they would ultimately collapse over the way buildings usually collapse, which is in stages. It looked like that at some point the top of the building had come off, and then maybe the middle of the building, and then maybe there'd be a shell left. And the way number 7 came down, 4 or 5 o'clock in the afternoon, over a period of time. But the idea that it would the implosion that took place, I actually didn't realize that until much later, because when that happened, I was in the police department command post, so I didn't see it. I heard it. I saw the result of it. The building started shaking and the desk started shaking.
Okay. Did you hear him? How he thought it'd come down in stages, fall apart in stages like Building 7 did. And then there's news in the other comments he made there. But it's just incredible. And folks, your children are going to be taught that Building 7 now fell in stages. Doesn't matter if we got video of it. Doesn't matter if we got Gonzalez memos and Gonzalez emails and all the admissions that he was at the meetings and he premeditatedly lied and he gave all the orders. Doesn't matter if it's admitted. And then the media talks about how there's emails that are lost. Well, we have all the other emails. He's already admitted he called the shots. But see, they'll now make it about, well, they won't release the other emails, as if we haven't proven yet that Gonzalez is a liar. as if we haven't proven that Rudolph, my dad was a mob boss, Giuliani, isn't a complete piece of trash. By the way, he was at the scene with the London bombings. He's a smooth operator, let me tell you. And I've just had enough of it, personally. It's a big story, John Kerry clip. I want to thank, I called Sunday night. I guess it was already about, it was probably already about 4 or 5 o'clock, 6 o'clock in L.A., I don't know. And I called the guys, and they all came into the office, some locals, and shot the video at book people of Teresa Hines Carey and John Kerry. And I saw that a few weeks ago in the newspaper, and I just groaned, because I don't like being around these people. It's not that I'm afraid to go confront them. I should have. I have in the past. But I've sent my crew to do it lately, and I tell others go do it, just because, I do a lot of other work, and I'm trying to make a film and doing all these other things, and I know, it puts me out there, and people like to see me do it, but more and more I don't go out and confront these people myself, just because it's more like a sadness when I'm around them. They're so pathetic. I mean, it's like facing down a bag of rotten garbage. It's not like I'm tough to face down a bag of rotten garbage. I just don't want to be around it or smell it. You know, it's kind of like, you ever get really drunk on something in college, you know, crawling around the bathroom floor drunk, as many of us did, and then one time I did on gin. And a few days later, somebody said, here, have some gin. And I basically retched. I almost threw up again. And it's gotten like that. To be around him, to even look at Bush, to be around Kerry, to be around Hillary, Janet Reno, all these types. Because it makes me sick. They always have jowls, and they always have little ticks of pleasure. Watching them feed on power pleasure. Because they're actually so weak. To be around them makes me sick because you know they're always enjoying themselves lying. They have endless energy to go out and greedily grab more and greedily engage in lies and compete with each other in evil. But I am, next time I see that, I'll definitely, I couldn't have been there anyways, I had important business, but I kind of saw it in the newspaper and, oh, I'll tell the guys about that, and then I kind of subconsciously didn't. But luckily, other locals noticed and went and got the video of it. Let's play that audio clip of Kerry talking about Building 7. And then there's a key part here. I've got the transcript, but there's a key part here that we need to play repeatedly. So I'll tell you where to back it up to. But go ahead and play that clip. Do you have it? Fantastic. Let's go ahead and roll that.
What question I have for you. World Trade Center 7 was brought down on September 11th at 5:20 in the evening. The leaseholder of the World Trade Center complex, Larry Silverstein, gave a public interview on PBS in 2002, and he said that they pulled that building, which is a demolition term for intentionally bringing down a building. This man made over $5 billion from those buildings' destruction, and I want to know if there was ever a formal investigation into Larry Silverstein, the leaseholder of the World Trade Center complex, and his ties to this entire event.
I don't believe there's been a formal investigation. I haven't heard that. I don't know that. I do know that that wall, I remember, was in danger, and I think that they made a decision based on the danger that it had of destroying other things, that they did it in a controlled fashion. He's part of the reconstruction effort for the memorial.
All right, stop right there. Back up about 20 seconds. You see, the slurry wall is there to hold back the bay. It's there to hold back the river. And they were always worried about that wall with other buildings when they were getting rid of the wreckage of 5 and 6. But he's specifically talking about that day's events. He's been asked about those day's events. This is as clear as day. Kerry is saying there that he doesn't know about Silverstein and insurance money and, should there be an investigation. But he says, I do know, and he tries to back Silverstein up is what he's doing, that, yeah, there was a wall that was endangered, and that's what they kept saying. The wall's right there by 7, by 5, by 6, that they needed to have it come down in a controlled fashion to protect that. Some people were emailing us, the minority, saying, no, they're talking about bringing down the wall. No, they didn't want to bring down the slurry wall to let the giant river there pour in to... They didn't want the West River pouring in to the bathtub, as they called it, the big hollowed-out below sea level area. That would have flooded large areas of New York. That's why it all had to be done very carefully. These things must be done very delicately, as the Wicked Witch of the West says. Mark Cornkey said that. I got to get him back on. These things must be done very delicately. I mean, it's clear English what he's saying. We get back. I'm going to play it again. Maybe I'll play it again. And then again. And then I promise. I know we got people holding from England and you name it. So we'll get to you. On the other side, I'm Alex Jones. Don't forget the websites. They're Infowars.com. They're PrisonPlanet.com. They're JonesReport.com, Infowars.net. And remember, when you buy the books and videos, you support us, and we need your support.
It's here after a year in production and traveling to distant lands. My new film, Terror Storm, is complete. Shocking declassified government documents prove that Western governments are orchestrating terror attacks against their own populations as a pretext to enslave them. Terror Storm proves that not only was 9/11 an inside job, but the attacks of 7/7 in London were carried out by British intelligence. Terror Storm chronicles the lies that took us to war in Iraq, a White House program to disseminate fake news, NSA spying, secret police torture, the latest 9/11 information, and much, much more. Terror Storm is the definitive guide to the history of government-sponsored terrorism. It's an anthology of government crimes. Terror Storm is a film that everyone who wants to be truly informed must see. Get your copy today at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or by calling toll-free 1-888-253-3139 or watch it right now online at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Now you can bring Berkey purification power anywhere with the Sport Berkey filtration bottle. Ideal for sporting games, camping or boating, or Sport Berkey is small enough to store in your glove box, so it's ideal backup for unexpected emergencies like blackouts, floods, or earthquakes. It's simply the best personal water filtration system available. So effective you can drink raw, untreated water from lakes, rivers, and streams. Unlike other sport bottles, the Sport Berkey's patented filter formulation is so powerful it removes cysts, parasites, harmful bacteria, and chemicals like herbicides and pesticides. It even reduces radon-222, lead, and other heavy metals. This lightweight, rugged 22-ounce filter is small enough to go everywhere, so take one to work and keep another in your glove box for emergencies. Get the Berkey Sport for only $39. Get two for $70 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. Order your Berkey Sport today. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438, or order on the web at berkeywater.com.
Hello friends, Alex Jones here. I want you to imagine waking up one morning to find out you've been burglarized. An intruder has taken your personal possessions. Credit card numbers, social security cards, banking information, and more, all in the hands of a total stranger. What's worse is, you realize he got it through your front door because you left it unlocked. Every time you walk away from your computer, leaving your internet connection on, you are virtually inviting hackers, criminals, and Big Brother to access your personal information. Put a stop to this right now with the Net7 Network Security Switch from Net7 Technologies. Turn your internet on and off with one simple switch. There's no software to load, and it's so easy to install. Right now, you can order your Net7 Security Switch from Net7 Technologies for only $39.95. For a limited time, receive free shipping with your order. Visit net7tech.com. That's net, the number 7, tech.com, and start protecting yourself today.
All right. Paul, George, Sharon, Wesley, Nathan, we're going to get to you. And wide open phones the next hour, tons of other news. 1-800-259-9231 is the number to join us on air. Here's Kerry one more time so you can hear it clearly. He's being asked about Building 7 and about Silverstein and insurance money and an investigation. And he's saying, oh, I hadn't heard anything about an investigation. Then he goes into, well, they did bring it down in a controlled fashion because they were worried about that wall being damaged. The wall being damaged, not blowing up the wall. No one wants to blow the wall up to let the giant river in. Here it is.
I haven't heard that. I don't know that. I do know that... that wall, I remember at least, was in danger, and I think that they made a decision based on the danger that it had of destroying other things, that they did it in a controlled fashion.
Okay. Back it up again. Now, let's be real clear here. Building 7, okay, was brought down in a controlled demolition, he's saying, to protect the slurry wall. He's being asked about Building 7. And he says, I heard it was brought down in a controlled fashion because of the wall, to protect the wall, not to blow up the wall, as the neocons are saying. Okay? Now, you could do mental gymnastics and say he might have been talking about Papa Smurf. He might have been talking about the Blue Bunny, too. He might have been talking about Over the Rainbow, the Pot of Gold. He could have been talking about Reptoids from Planet Ku Klux. But he's being asked about Building 7. The underspin is they got the main line, they don't know why it fell, is that, yeah, we brought it down to protect other buildings. That's what Silverstein's been saying. That's what others have been saying. And then here's Kerry staying on that fallback line. That is the most probable thing he's talking about. Okay, here it is.
I haven't heard that. I don't know that. I do know that that wall, I remember, was in danger, and I think that they made a decision based on the danger that it had of destroying other things, that they did it in a controlled fashion.
He's part of... Maybe later when we have time, I'll play the whole thing again. He's being asked, hey, you know, there's been an investigation about Silverstein being involved, basically for insurance money on Building 7. And Kerry's like, no, I hadn't heard that. No, I heard they brought it down to save the wall, the slurry wall, see? No, we wasn't. There's no investigation. I hadn't heard about an investigation. The Silverstein, he's good. I did heard they brought down 7, though, to save things. See? And we have Silverstein saying they brought down 7 to protect the other buildings. And then people try to spin that. And again, everybody's entitled to their own opinion on this issue. But again, who could listen to that and not? It's like Bill Clinton saying, I didn't lie about not having sex with that woman, Monica Lewinsky. And then he spun it and said, it depends on what the word is, how you interpret is. I mean, yes, you can engage in lawyer Olympics level gymnastics and get a perfect 10, and maybe. See, that's how propaganda works. Just convince enough people, well, maybe he's not. Maybe we should back off that. Or maybe it is a blue screen behind them on BBC, and maybe the 7 had already fallen, and they just got the tape wrong. BBC says, no, it was up a window, and we were wrong. No, you're not wrong, BBC. It's a blue screen. And no, Silverstein's not really saying that. And no, those really aren't blast squibs coming out. And no, NORAD really didn't stand down. And no, hijackers really weren't trained at U.S. bases. And no. I mean, come on. If anything's wrong, if anything's disproven in the official story, it all falls. And the whole thing's been disproven. It's not up to us to prove exactly what happened, but we know that the official story is a lie. And then you go look at the evidence, and every flashing arrow points right at criminal elements of the government. From motive to capability to carry it out to the actual evidence. All right? And now they're saying, do what we say or the terrorists are going to hit you again. Well, look at who's saying it, and they're the terrorists. We'll be right back.
Copies of the preceding broadcast are available at gcnlive.com or call toll-free 877-300-7645.